Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me.
Ba-dap.
As well as Jerry the Diver Guy is with us via the web. Roz from the UK on via Skype. We've got a full crew. It's great to have the party going on today because I have been cleared to drink and from my surgeon.
Prepare to rig for drink!
28 days after open heart surgery, at the end of the show today, I get to have my first alcoholic beverage. I haven't been cleared to dive yet. That's still going to be another month or two away. However, I'm making great progress and everything's good. And I've been given the green light to, I don't know, have some mermaid rum or a diver down beer, something. I haven't decided what it is. And I brought in a expert to help me with this towards the end of the show. Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor has promised to join me for a, I don't know, consultation on what I should have as my first alcoholic beverage. So you have been warned, and I apologize in advance, but that could happen by the end of today's two-hour radio spectacular. In the meantime, we're going to talk about underwater photos and how to make them better, and then some. Our buddy Rick from Vivid Picks is on Scuba Radio. Rick, welcome. How are you, my friend?
I'm well, Greg. How are you?
I am good. So,
Vivid You're doing
Picks.
A whole bunch better, which is fabulous. One,
it is.
Your heart, and two, about to have a pop. That's great.
Yes, a pop. Exactly. That's what we'll call it, a pop and something. There might be a mixer in there, but yes, indeed, I have been given the green light to partake. And, you know, hey, if the surgeon says it's okay, I mean, you're supposed to follow your doctor's orders, right?
Absolutely. Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Right. So anyway, we'll leave that for later. But let's talk about making your underwater pictures just that much better. Now, Vivid Picks, it's vivid-picks.com. Do I have the website correct first? I think that's
it. That is correct.
All right. So if you go there, you can get all the information and read up on it. But basically, this is a software that you guys have developed that will make your underwater pictures, you know, better. They'll bring them to life, get the color correct, which is a problem a lot of underwater photographers have with their, you know, just anything they use underwater. Am I right? From GoPro video stills
You're
to whatever. And it's been around for a while. You guys been doing this for how long?
Yeah, we're coming up on 4 years. My business partner and I, we saw that there was the opportunity here to help people get better pictures, and we applied for a patent, and we have some algorithms to make it real easy to be able to get better photos.
Very nice. And so you have this, you know, available to everybody. You can, I believe, I don't know, they have to download the program that they can order right there, vivid-picks.com. But you also have a brand new app for the iPhone. Is it iPhone and Android or just iPhone right now?
Right now it's in the iTunes App Store. That's
okay.
Correct.
Yeah. And I have checked this out, and it is impressive. It's idiot-proof or Greg-proof. That's interchangeable. But basically,
sure,
you just can take whatever photos you have on your phone, and you know, you press the Vivid Picks thing. It can import them. And if you're, you know, maybe you got a housing and you've taken your iPhone down underwater, they actually have an underwater version, or it goes deeper, which is a, I don't know, that costs a little bit more than the basic app. The basic app, the Land and Sea app, actually works for all your photos, right? And that's the new thing?
Yeah, it's exactly what we wanted to do. We call it Land and Sea, so Land ampersand. So if you're going into the iTunes store, it's Vivid-Picks, land, ampersand C, S-E-A, and fixes topside as well as underwater. And we built the first one to be able to take care of pool picks and snorkel picks. And exactly as you describe, you click Go Deeper, and with Go Deeper, it goes to scuba depth.
Very nice. And what does it do exactly? Can you give us, a little bit of the magic that it makes, or is that top secret information, or what?
What well, is it it's doing? Absolutely top secret, but for you, Greg, and for the rest of your audience, you bet. What we've done is that we analyze every picture, and based on how deep you are, how much red or green or blue has been taken out of the photo, we add all that back in, and we adjust color, contrast, sharpness, and brightness. And we never cut the original, so we never want to lose that original photo. And then we save the fixed pic with a extension, which would be, say, 123JPEG becomes 123VividJPEG. And now you're able to just have a whole lot better shot. So it's a really smart color science algorithm.
Yeah, and I'm assuming that, I've played with it enough to know that if you're not real, tech savvy, say like you're not a Photoshop pro or something like that, this really is the best of both worlds for you. I mean, it's simple to use, and you don't have to be some kind of, nerd, computer nerd to be able to navigate this app or the desktop software to make your photos really come to life, right? That's the purpose?
And that's exactly what we strive to do is that if somebody's using Photoshop and they want to be able to, learn all that, remember how to use it, Photoshop's a great program. However, what we built is something that's just super easy to use. We analyze the picture. We give you a 9-up screen in order to be able to say which of these pictures look best to you. And with one click, you're able to just get a Zowie different. And then some sliders to fine-tune. Just real simple, easy to get better pictures. Literally seconds to be able to improve your pick.
Nice. And, CJ?
Would someone like, say, Anthony Weiner be able to use your software to send his pictures?
Well, the land version, yes. Absolutely. Am I right? That would work, wouldn't it, Rick?
Absolutely. I'm not going to judge his photographic material, but other than that, I think anyone can use it.
Well, you could rate it. You don't really want to judge it, but you could rate it on a scale or size. No, you know what I mean. Anyway, regardless, yeah, you could do a lot with this. It's up to the user what they use it for. It's just a matter to give you a little flexibility to make your pictures come to life. Some of the most dramatic ones are like, night shots where you see that you didn't have enough light when you shot the subject where it's above ground or underwater. And man, I'll tell you what, you hit the fix button and it's like, whoa, where'd that come from? I mean, it's pretty remarkable stuff. What you do with the exposure and contrast and things, elements like that, which I assume those are the controls that it's affecting. Am I right? Maybe?
It's affecting, essentially, if you know Photoshop, it's like creating layers on the fly. Mm-hmm. So we adjust color, contrast, sharpness, and brightness, and all of that happens with one click as opposed to you having to think about all the pieces that need to come together to do that.
Cool. And once again, it's vivid-pics.com. You can get all the information right there. And Rick, I know you're doing a special thing for Labor Day weekend. What's going on exactly? Where are you going, or what are you doing this weekend?
Well, I appreciate you bringing it up. We at VividPix, we really believe in supporting nonprofits. And I'm actually in the car right now driving through Pennsylvania up to Rochester, New York. And for 9/11 weekend, next weekend, 9/9, 9/10, and 9/11, we have an event that supports on 9/9 our medical community and 9/10 our military community and 9/11 our first responders. Because on 9/11, this is the 15th year anniversary of the terrible occurrence down in New York and Pennsylvania and D.C., of course. And what we're doing is having folks be able to come out to three different locations, and you can go to restoreyourphotos.org, and come out and have all of your pictures scanned or slides scanned for free, up to 50. And then we'll teach you how to restore your photos, because we have another software program that takes those old, dingy, faded photos and makes those all vibrant again. And we're doing a little bit of fundraising as well for the folks to keep us well.
That's great stuff. Cool. Good work. And, yeah, that software, by the way, is pretty impressive, where it takes the old photos and brings them back to life. The examples that you put up there on the website are pretty pretty amazing, too. So if you have, like, old Polaroid shots or, you know, old photos on paper and stuff, you can really clean them up real nice with that. Well, good stuff, Rick. Thanks for the update. We appreciate it. Have fun this weekend, and we will connect with you again soon, okay?
You bet. I look forward to it. Thanks for having us on, and I'm really glad you're feeling better.
Yes, often. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Yeah, you know, I think they need a button, however, that, you know, like, you hit it, and it's like, make me quit looking like an idiot in photos. I don't think they...
That would be helpful.
That'd be a great algorithm to come up with, but yeah, that'll be in version 2.0 of Vivid Picks. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, man. Hey, what are you doing today?
I don't know. I was kind of bored. You want to do something cool?
Well, like what?
We could go scuba dive.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. I've never done it before.
Well, there's only a few things that you gotta do to be good at it, and it's really easy to learn. Here, I'll show you. Come with me.
Okay, everyone, let's get our gear on. Let's go for a dive. Tanks are right here.
Now, be a scuba diver. It can be so much fun. Making memories and sharing good times in the sun. Descend with the quickness. Equalize so you don't pop. To avoid decompression sickness, always make a safety stop. You know. Gonna be a scuba diver. I'm gonna be an underwater survivor. I'm gonna be a scuba diver.
Yeah, I like that one. Tim Beeman is the guy who wrote that song. There's a YouTube video with it. You can look it up and enjoy it for your own, you know, maybe get you fired up for your next dive. All right, I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Let's go to some viewer mail from Joe, sending underwater love to you guys from the left coast. Greg, we're glad your monkey heart surgery. He mentioned monkey. That's not. Sorry, CJ, but that's one of the side effects of having a new monkey heart. Anyway, he's happy the surgery went well. See you at DEMA. Great conditions last week here on the Palawan wreck. Palawan? I may not be saying Palawanian. Who knows? Palawan, we'll go with that. Wreck off of Redondo Beach, 129-foot dive with 35 feet of visibility, which is great viz for there. 54 degrees at a depth, but they got dry suits. They're good to go. Enjoying scuba radio, and thanks for hours of listening fun. You got it, Joe. Appreciate it. Appreciate the kind words. I've gotten so many nice notes and emails and Facebook tests. You know, it is very humbling. It really is. And, you know, I do want to take this moment right now to thank you for that. But I also want to throw out a little, you know, some of all the vibes that I've gotten to send it to some other folks that need it this week. A good friend of mine who literally has been around the Orlando diving community, where we're based out of, for even before Scuba Radio started 20 years ago, Keith Mattson, he passed away, who ran the dive station in Orlando for many, many years. If you wanted to be a paddy dive instructor like Joe there out on the left coast, you would have to go see Keith if you were in Orlando, because he was the main course director guy for paddy here for so many years. You know, like I said, as long as I can remember. And the dive station has been a staple here in the Orlando area for years and years and years. And evidently, you know, a few weeks ago he had a fall and it just went downhill very quickly. And our hearts and prayers go out to his family, obviously the people that are working with him to keep the dive station rolling here and moving forward. We wish the best for him. And I know they got some plans to, you know, celebrate Keith accordingly, because he used to dive down in the Keys almost every weekend, taking down new dive instructors and students all the time. So they're planning something down there. We'll keep you informed of that. Who knows? We might participate as well. But Keith Mattson, good friend of the show for many, many years from the dive station, passed away. And we once again send our hearts and prayers out to his family and friends. So there you go. If you knew Keith, and a lot of people in the dive industry did, I hate to share that news and let you know, but now you do. Okay. All right. Moving forward, you know, I am looking forward to my first dive. And it looks like it is going to be at the DEMA show. Jerry the Diver Guy is going to join me there. Is that right, Jerry? You're going to do this.
We're there,
correct?
Buddy. We're there.
Okay, so I have one. The Dive God said last week, Roz from the UK said she would be there. I think what we're going to do is set this up in the Go Dive Now pool with Big Wave Dave. And, you know, we're also going to be recording our 1,000th episode of Scuba Radio, which is going to be fun. So this will be a fun little thing. But I figured, why not we turn this into a cool photo op where we'll try to, one, create a cool photo, and two, possibly destroy the Go Dive Now pool by putting too many people in it at once. We got to find out what the limit is. You hear what I'm saying there, CJ?
I like it.
I don't know
it's
what...
It's ambitious, but I like
it's
it.
It's ambitious. It's probably foolhardy.
You can do it.
And but that's what I was thinking. Like, you know, everybody goes to DEMA. You know, it's the biggest diving event in the world, and it'll be in Las Vegas middle of November. But they never go diving generally, and that applies to me too. I mean, we're focused on business, you know, connecting with our industry friends. It's not really an opportunity to get together and go diving. But maybe I can kind of I don't know, change that a little bit. Using this as an excuse, like, hey, gang, let's get wet. Peter Hughes, you know, Omar, dive in, it's for him. Maybe even Jean-Michel Cousteau. Maybe he'll be around. Bob Evans, all the gang that you hear on the show over the years, we can get them together and say, hey, we want you to jump in the pool.
This could be that we are the world.
Ooh.
Of the dive industry.
You think you could be?
Not as far as doing any good for charity at
wait,
all.
Wait,
just as far as a bunch of luminaries getting in a picture.
Hold on, but it's We Are the World, WEE, because they could get in the pool and we...
Yeah, no.
No, that, okay. I'm just brainstorming here. I'm just seeing.
No, I get
what,
it.
I'm just
it.
Seeing what'll stick.
No spear on my off yet.
Oh, it's
quit chucking your scat.
It's not... It's not really sticking either. Anyway, yeah, I don't know, but it could be fun. And it might just be whacked enough where we can get enough dignitaries in the dive industry to participate and create a cool photo op. I'd feel honored just to be able to dive with all these people. And maybe it'd just be, you know.
It's symbolic.
Yeah.
We all go down together.
Okay, good point. If we're going to go down, we might as well go down together. Maybe.
Solidarity.
Yes, something like that. But yeah, I don't know. It could be fun. So anyway, we got that in the works. We'll see how it unfolds. I haven't even really, I've only kind of casually mentioned it to Big Wave Dave, who manages the Go Dive Now pool.
Now, I think he's out on the road. I have a technical question.
A technical one. Uh-oh.
If they put that many people in the pool, will they have to drop the water level down?
Well, that's why I'm saying.
For displacement purposes.
There may be some limits that we're not taking into account that Dave is going to have to monitor. I mean, I don't know what the fire marshal will say. You know,
he's never going to get
so many people in the pool at once.
He's never going to get his deposit back.
Yeah.
Can't be a fire hazard because it's water.
Yeah. Well.
So that's good.
Right. But, you know, there could be a flooding issue. Because you put so many people, and it's only 4 feet deep. You know, so you put so many people in there, it's going to start to overflow.
They cut the electricity around that area.
We're going to displace a certain amount of water after, you know, person 10, 20.
That's what I'm thinking.
And, you know, but hell, he has to clean it up. Screw that. Who cares? We don't have to clean up the mess.
That's real nice.
Maybe we should call him first. You think?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see if we can make that happen. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, including another first-hand report from the Maldives.
And monkey poo.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio. Jerry the Diver Guy is with us. But we got Jerry Beatty on the line right now. He just got back from the Maldives. He was on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with our friends from Scuba Pro and Explore Ventures. We just had a ball, but I should say they had a ball because I wasn't there. I had a little burp in the system and kept me off the boat this time. But Jerry is with us. Jerry, how are you, buddy?
Good, Greg. Good to hear from you.
Yes, well, it's good to be heard from, for sure. But I would have rather spent some time with you in the Maldives there a few weeks ago. So, but I figured, well, if I can't go, at least I can talk to the people that were there, and they can tell us about all the cool stuff they saw. Now, last week, Vinny Two Tanks gave us his report, but I figure you have a slightly different perspective, you know, being with your world travels with Dive Training Magazine, that maybe you can share with us today. Are you game? Are you up for it or what, Jerry?
Let's do it, Greg.
Okay. So, first off, how'd you like the new boat, the Carpi Nova?
The Carpi Nova is spectacular. It's like its sister, the Carpi Vita. It is some of the finest boat, liveaboard, that's out there.
Yeah.
It's just not a lot anywhere near that level.
It is. It's like a whole new, I don't know, it's in a league by itself. I've never seen a liveaboard dive vessel like this anywhere I've been. But you've been around even more than I have, so for you to say that, I'd say that probably says quite a bit. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, and it kind of all mixes together, really, because the crew that they keep on salary all year long, so they've got one of the best crews I've ever had on a liveaboard. They were friendly, they intermingled, they led good dives, they were fun to be around. So the crew, the boat, the experience, it all wrapped into just one great time. And just really sorry that you weren't there. That was the only downer of the whole week. But
all right, well, hold on. I'm going to give you more time to rub it in, because that's what you should be doing. When somebody was supposed to be on the boat and you were, that's what you do. That's one of the benefits of going on a trip like that. We'll let him continue next. Take a look.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Adversity today, we believe it's very easy to be a hero. All you need are honesty, empathy, respect, and open-mindedness.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that's not all it takes to be a hero.
Oh, great. Well, what is a hero to you?
A hero kills people. People that wish him harm.
Okay.
A hero is part human and part supernatural. A hero is born out of a childhood trauma or out of a disaster that must be avenged.
Okay, you're thinking of a superhero.
We all have a hero in our heart.
Yes, I've been called a hero just because, I don't know, I've recovered so quickly from my open heart surgery. This is day 28. But it did keep me from going to the Maldives when this whole little surprise creeped up on me. But I'll take it.
Yeah, you are uncanny in your ability to recover.
Well,
almost know, like Deadpool.
Is that what it is? I can curse like him. I definitely got his twisted sense of humor, I'd say. However, Jerry doesn't even know this, I don't think. But by the way, my surgeon cleared me to drink today. So diving's is just a matter of weeks, but I can drink today after the show, Jerry. How about that?
Well, I wish I was there, Greg.
Well, if raise only, one for me.
If only yeah. there was someone you could drink with.
Well, there's Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor. He is threatened to show up here for the last segment of the show.
Right on time.
Well, I figured, you know, if I'm going to drink, I want to bring in an expert. And he's had more booze than any human, you know, thought was possible. I think he, let's just say his liver is pickled, and why not? So that's coming up. But we're talking to Jerry Beatty right now. He was in the Maldives on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise that I missed because of all this nonsense I had to deal with. However, you did have a good time, and I am glad you guys did. I've gotten great reports from Renee, from Scuba Pro. He had fun. Everybody got to try out some new gear and take home a few goodies and that kind of thing. But I want to talk about the diving with you. We mentioned the boat was first class, which I knew it would be, and it's run very, very well. Food, by the way, they kind of have that kind of Asian curry thing going on, which is kind of unique to that part of the world, and I loved it. Did you like that or what, Jerry?
Yeah, they even had curry pineapple one day, and I wasn't going to try it because who puts curry on pineapple, right?
Yeah, that
it
sounds
was delicious.
Oh, well, okay. Well, hey, that's the thing. You go on a trip like that, you got to try new things. You got to experiment.
Absolutely.
And it's definitely a real nice cultural exchange when you go to that part of the world, especially as a U.S. citizen. And I don't know, when I went there before, it was me and one other person were the only people from the U.S., and it was very interesting to get everybody together and hang out for a week and hear all these different stories and their perspective on the world. Did you have that kind of vibe on the boat this time, too, or what?
Not only did we have that vibe, I think that's a lot of why you're getting better so fast, Greg, because you had people you don't know from countries you've never been to sending prayers and good energy to you.
Well,
we thought about you all week long, and I think that had a lot to do with you popping back.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm sure it didn't hurt, and I'll take it for sure. But what about the diving? What did you see that week in the Maldives caught your eye?
Well, I tell you, Greg, you know, you got good dives, then you got great dives, and then you got dives that come along every now and then, like the one in Galapagos that we had together, that just knock your socks off.
Yeah.
Well, we had two of them.
Yeah,
we
two
had
of
two
them.
Dives. Yeah. I mean, they were all good, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We had some great dives, too, but these were spectacular. We had one where we hooked up with our reef hooks, floated there in the current like bait on a string, and sharks came from everywhere.
Hmm.
Then fish came, and it was just, it was like a Disney animated movie.
Sweet.
And then we had another dive. We dropped down on a manta ray cleaning station, and we were in about 60 foot, and we sat there for 90 minutes watching seven huge manta rays play.
Wow. Cool. Now, I heard about that. Yeah, that was a cleaning station. Well, Vinny was telling us about this last week. So that was definitely one of your top dives for you as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we didn't even have to move. We just got off the dive boat, went to the bottom, and it just happened like you were there in time for a movie.
Nice. Now, wait, let's get back to the shark dive, though. This was a reef hook dive. So, obviously, there's some current. So, did you bring a reef hook, or you just they gave you one there on a boat, or what? Did you have one? Is that part of your typical gear?
I always dive with a reef hook, because you never know when you're going to need a tub. It doesn't take up much room in your pocket.
Right.
But they had reef hooks for the people that didn't have them. Many of the people had never done that before, so that was an extra added thrill.
Yeah.
But you hook up, and the water coming past your body sends out sonic waves, and the fish and the sharks got to find out what is going on here.
All right. So you're on a reef hook. That sounds like you're more of a human lure.
That's what you feel like.
Yeah.
The bait on a string.
Okay. What kind of sharks were you seeing that cruised into the area after you guys hooked in?
We had gray sharks. We had white tip sharks. We had black tip sharks. You know, there's pretty much a variety. The other route, we went on the northern route. The southern route, you get a larger variety. So it kind of depends what time of year you go as to what you're going to get.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, now I heard there was a little bit of an algae bloom going on during the week that you guys were there. So Viz was down a little bit, but did that may have even brought some of the bigger critters in? It's hard to say, or did you notice such a thing?
We definitely noticed that there were some dives where the Viz just wasn't that great.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the dives, we had good to exceptional visibility. And it was quite surprising when our best manna dive was actually in almost crystal clear water. But it was a cleaning station, so
yeah.
It wasn't like they came in to feed. They
Got
came
it.
In to take a bath.
Now, what did you think about the Maldives overall? I mean, it sounds like you had a pretty good experience, and that was, the first time you've been to that part of the world. Am I right in all your travels?
Yeah, it was. It was my first Maldives trip, and it was different than I had imagined it in a lot of ways. It's 1,200 archipelagos spread out like little pearls across the sea, and Maldives is the first country to actually have to move a village of people because an island went underwater. The islands are so low that it is the first country that will disappear as global warming and sea rise continues.
Yeah, yeah, that's not too good for them. But, it'll create some great dive sites in the future. I guess we can look at it both ways.
We like to dive my old house. It's now a wreck.
You could look at it that way.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Try to find the silver lining anywhere you can.
That's right. That's right. Now, what about getting there and getting back? Did you have any trouble? Because that is it's basically like from the States going almost exactly halfway around the planet to the other side. So
it's a long way.
Yeah. What was your route? You went through Doha, or did you go through Dubai, or what'd you do?
I had the easiest route I think you can go. It was Dallas-Fort Worth straight to Doha, Qatar, which Qatar is pretty interesting. It is the richest country in the world, so it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And then from Doha, direct to Mali. So
okay.
it's actually pretty simple.
Yeah, but no problems. Flying Qatar was kind of nice, and the layover wasn't too bad, other than just being so long in a plane, that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, I got a story to tell you about that. It's too long to tell right now, but I actually missed my flight in Doha going to Mali.
What?
What,
did you fall asleep in the airport or something?
They couldn't quite understand it. They kept saying, hey, you had a 9-hour layover. How did you miss the flight?
Well,
I'll tell you that story down the road.
Okay. You want to keep that one off the air for now, it sounds like. Okay. Fair enough. But once again, you had a good time, you enjoyed it, and you would recommend it to anybody who was planning a trip or thinking that this is, if it's on your bucket list, you better mark it off soon. Am I right to assume such a thing, or what?
You better put it on your bucket list, and then you better put it to the top of the list, so you make sure you don't miss it.
Yeah.
It's definitely one that you want to put on the Holy Grail list.
Yes. Well, you got the Carpi Nova and the Carpi Vita, two very, very nice vessels. By the way, did you see the Carpi Vita while you were there, too? Or was it cruising along with you guys or on a different itinerary?
No, we actually cross paths quite often.
Oh, okay.
The Carpi Diem, the original Carpe boat, is actually in dry dock right now, being completely, totally refitted. So they're about to have a third boat and it's going to be right up there in quality with the other two.
Oh, really? Oh, so there's going to be the Carpi Vita, the Carpi Nova, and the Carpi Diem. I remember hearing about that, but
yeah.
Hey, they obviously are getting quite a demand there. Explore Adventures, you can check them out, exploreadventures.com, get all the details and book it accordingly. All right, Jerry, I appreciate the update. I'll see you at DEMA. I'm planning my first dive in the Go Dive Now pool. Will you join me? Will you be one of our buddies as we try to fit as many people?
All right. I'm in on one condition. One condition, when you have that drink tonight, send me a toast.
Send you a toast. I'm going to send you a piece of toast. No, actually,
that's not what he means.
I'll send him some booze. Yes, you got it, buddy. Count on it. All right. And that Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine, we always appreciate catching up with where he is in the world. All right, more coming up, including my first drink.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
How many times have you heard your diver friends say it's been a while since their last dive? Let your buddies know how easy they can get back in the water with the all-new PADI Reactivate program. Reactivate is designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water by refreshing fundamental skills and dive principles. Reactivated divers will receive a PADI replacement certification card, and you get your dive buddy back. Contact your local PADI dive center, resort, or instructor to refresh your scuba skills with PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Is this really what you're going to do for the rest of your life?
Well, what do you mean?
I mean, hanging around with a bunch of animals, getting drunk every weekend.
No, I'm going to get drunk every night.
I like beer because it is good. I drink beer because I should. If there was a song to sing, I sing it and beer you drink. I drink beer when I am sad, because the beer it makes me glad. Now there's nothing left to say, so let's go drink beer.
Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good! And soft! Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good!
Let's go drink some beer!
Beer! Beer! Beer! Beer! Beer! Beer!
Liquor's quicker. I think I'm switching it up here. Beer does sound good. But I think I need to have some real booze as my first drink after open heart surgery. 28 days ago, I had open heart surgery. However, this week, the surgeon, I went in and talked to him, and he has cleared me to drink. I have not been cleared to dive yet. So I said, can I drink? He goes, oh, yeah, of course you can. Might even help your voice a little bit. So Jerry the Diver Guy is with me. Jerry, Do you got a cocktail there in the mountains of Virginia at Mountain Divers to partake accordingly? All right. I've also allowed or invited Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor into the studio for this momentous occasion.
Air fresheners.
Yeah, I got the air
fresheners. My microphone, is it on?
It's on now, yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, hey.
Hey,
yeah,
welcome. We can hear you.
Hey, welcome back. I haven't seen you since Bugfest.
That's true, yeah.
I just got back.
From Bugfest?
Yesterday.
Exactly.
I thought you were still down there. I was looking for you.
Yeah, that's right. That's
long
where we
walk,
left you.
Wasn't it?
It was a long...
It was. Well, it's not as long when you hitchhike.
Yeah? You're hitchhiking, or did you take a train?
I was, actually, you walked. I was gonna Uber, but I lost my phone.
Ah, okay. Well, fair enough. Well, I'm glad you found it back, at least for today, since I've been approved to drink. I figure, you know, I could add a beer, but why not we do something that I don't know. That you brought in a special bottle of something that you liked last time, because it disappeared last time we had it on the radio.
This is very special. This is Florida Mermaid Rum.
Mermaid Rum from Weekiwachee Springs.
It's handmade Florida Gold Rum, aged 3 years.
No, I'm surprised.
It's 100 proof.
Is that the same bottle from? No, I can't possibly.
No, this is 100 proof.
Right, but that's what? How many
that
bottles
proves,
of this have you had already?
Proves 100%
that this is the stuff you should drink.
Without a shadow of a doubt, that's what 100 proof means. It's the truth.
Okay,
this is the truth.
Mermaid
you
rum.
You drink this, and you will be the truth.
Well,
the light,
truth, sir.
The light and the truth.
Okay.
Well,
set you free.
Hey, congratulations. I heard you had a little operation.
I did. Yeah, check out my scars.
You know how the rumor mill goes in the diving community, just like people talk?
Yeah.
When I was down at Lauderdale by the sea?
Yeah.
People were telling me this, and I didn't believe it.
What?
That you were getting a sex change operation. They said that you're becoming a girl.
No, I have the blood pressure of a girl.
And I said, I don't think he's leaning that way.
And that
but
was
you
actually
never know.
A compliment from my family physician when he said,
well,
that.
What if you got that girl monkey heart?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it could have been a girl.
No, and you shouldn't say the word monkey. There's side effects.
Listen to me.
Oh, you better wipe that off. Actually, I can't even see where it hit, but it did.
I was a little concerned when I saw your smooth, hairless legs.
Okay. That don't feel fear.
And the white stockings. Very fetching.
Yeah. Well, those are pressure socks that I'm supposed to wear, you know, as I continue my recovery from open heart surgery. That's what it was.
Yeah, right. Like, you want us to believe that.
What?
Load of crap.
You don't believe I have a heart? I let you in here today, Drunken
Look,
Sailor.
Greg, nobody judges you. Listen, if you want to be a woman, that's your business.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah, brother.
You don't have to tell people you had a bypass just because you want to have lady parts.
Yeah, okay. Can we just focus on what the plan here is?
I'm just curious. Did you go full, you know?
I don't know. You look. Let me show you.
God, no. Oh my God!
Oh, Lord, help us out!
Oh my God! Hey, guess what? He's, ladies and gentlemen, he's still a dude.
I figured that might be the quickest way to get to the point of having you here, which was to bring your booze in so I could have a sip for the first time in 28
you
days.
You look
more
like a tiny little sea snake, hiding amongst
a
brain
just
coral.
Just quit it! Just stop it now and give me a sip of this mermaid rum.
Ready?
You got to sniff it first, right?
To Greg the Dive Master, welcome back.
Thank you.
Out of your transgender reassignment surgery.
Jerry, you got your spring water, right?
Yeah.
Raise it up.
I'm
good
times.
Have
more, though.
Here's a tip.
Good diving.
To really, really sell it, you might want to shave the goatee.
Yeah. No. I'm going to leave that. All right, here
you're
we go.
Right. The hormones will take
Mermaid
care
Rum
of that.
From Weekiwachee Springs. This would be my
Mermaid
first
rum.
Drink.
Good stuff.
In over a month. Let's try it. Let's give it a shot.
Bottom,
see if it
bottom,
tastes as good as I remember.
Bottoms up.
Here we go.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
How's that feel?
Oh, yeah.
It's so warm going down.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's good right there. Uh-huh. It's good to be back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we might have to finish that bottle there, Drunken Sailor.
All right.
That was a good pick.
Hey, no arguments here.
Yeah. Well, there you go. What a way to finish off the show. With a bottle of mermaid rum.
He's back, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I'm getting drunk.
He's back.
Celebrating.
He's drunk.
Celebrating the fact that I've been given the green light to continue.
Drunk.
And that's what we will do.
Not
at least
yet.
Till next week. And, you know, maybe a binger here with the Drunken Sailor tonight. We'll see how that unfolds.
You never know.
Till next week, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Mermaid rum.
Yeah.
Bottom of the bottle.
Okay. Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.